Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot On-Site Training. Need training for your Drupal web team? Lullabot's staff of expert Drupal trainers can come on-site to your place of work with a curriculum customized just for you. Past training clients include Stanford University, Arizona State University, Best Buy, The Economist, Popular Science, the U.S. Department of Commerce, Turner Broadcasting, and many more. We've trained thousands of new Drupal developers, and we'd be happy to get your team up and running with the knowledge they need to make your Drupal project a success. Visit lullabot.com/training or call 877-LULLABOT for more information.
My name is JP Klein. I work for NBC Universal in New York City. And right now, NBC is converting a lot of their websites over to the Drupal platform and helping to develop a new content model, pretty much on top of the existing way of doing business, the Drupal way.
Okay, so maybe talk about how this process is getting started and what sites you've already converted over.
Well, it all got started because Telemundo.com had 80,000 nodes of content in Alfresco, which is an enterprise content management system. And like a lot of non-open source systems these days, it was very closed and very difficult and a big mess. So when the word got around that Drupal could do it better, NBC went full on into it and I got on board. And we've, over the past 4 months, converted all their content into, aggregated into the Drupal platform. And it's been a heck of a ride.
So you have one website already, and then that was sort of the proof of concept. And what was the decisions made from there?
Well, they liked the way that Drupal was fast in the editor interface. Alfresco was a bear, just to view a list of all the contents of a certain microsite, for example, took a good minute in some cases, whereas Drupal just brings up nodes and lists of nodes really quickly with views and CCK. So that was the big win. And now that we've got Telemundo.com put in place, we're going to slowly be migrating most of the other sites, I think. Bravo had already been built on Drupal, and now it's spreading through the rest of the company. So it looks like sci-fi.com is next up, and then possibly iVillage, and beyond that, I can't really say. But I think NBC has really kind of drunk the Kool-Aid when it comes to Drupal because they've seen it work.
And so you mentioned a new content model. I know, you know, obviously NBC Universal has a lot of content. So what type of innovations do you see that you're going to be working on?
Well, something that we've already done is kind of flip the Drupal model on its head. The Drupal way of publishing content is I create an article. I tag it with certain bits of information, whether it's a taxonomy item or, you know, a context. And then as soon as I hit publish, it gets automatically populated to those different sections of the site. Well, the way that the clients, our clients at NBC, have been asking to moderate content is on what we call a promo module basis, so that I have a bunch of slots on a certain page, and I want to explicitly say, okay, let me get this article from here and this article from over here and promote them into this slot, and overwrite some of the short descriptions that you might already have in an article or other piece of content. So that was something new for me as a Drupaler to see. So we had to develop a new system based on individual modules that we create and spit out inside Drupal, and then we spit that out via XML to a templating system on the front end. And then we use FlexiFields to represent the individual slots within a promo. And it's worked out really well, but I'm here at the unconference today, and my agenda for the rest of the day and the rest of the week is to kind of develop that even more, turn it into a whole scheduling piece and a preview piece so that our editors can look at a very certain day in the future, click a button and see exactly what all the modules have on that day, which is, I think, a pretty big challenge.
And maybe you could talk a bit about, you know, your development team and the size of people. And, you know, it sounds like you're going to be doing a lot more Drupal. So if you're kind of expanding, but, you know, what have you been working with so far?
So far, it was just me. it was one guy. And then we've started to hire out different consulting firms for individual spot work. However, NBC, since this proof of concept has gone live, Telemundo.com has been switched over. We're developing our own internal shop. I'm not at the head of that, but we have some very good people at the top making these decisions, and I like the way it's going. So we're going to be hiring very soon.
I see. So it seems like you probably already have an existing internal teams that have been doing the proprietary, you know, CMSs. So there's going to be presumably some additional training and converting people over, and also, you know, ramping people up with how to develop with Drupal, I imagine.
It's true. Yeah, I don't know the scale that MVC is willing to go right now, because I, you know, officially I'm just a developer. But yeah, I think that there will be the need for trained individuals to come into the organization who know not to touch core, for example. We've already had problems with that. But yeah, I think there's definitely a need, a call to the community.
I guess, you know, when you have so many sites, are you thinking about, you know, multi-site? Or maybe you could talk about some of the other modules and infrastructure stuff that you're going to be putting into place.
Well, I'd like to take a look at some. I've already have my ideas about how we can flip the publishing model on its head, or the preview and publishing model on its head. Although I know that there must be some other solutions out there, and that's why I'm here today talking to other people. I think that Open Publish is also a possibility. I have to learn a lot more about that. Although I think that there is also a call for the type of scheduling and revisioning that I haven't yet seen exist. So for example, we have already developed a synthesis. We've synthesized the scheduler module and the revisioning module so that you can have a draft of an article published at a certain time in the future. In our case, we created promo modules, right, as a content type that I can have a future draft of and then publish that in the future. So the next development that I'm hoping to embark upon would be to create an entire calendar for each slot promo module on the page. And then you could see, you know, this version is going live on this date, and then it'll be expired on this date when another version goes live. So you could have a whole month of different versions and then be able to click on a certain one and preview that page with all the content as you will see it 2 weeks hence.
And have you used any other modules like panels, or what are some of the other Drupal modules that you've been working with?
Well, it's funny you mentioned panels. We have found in our, and this wasn't something that I did, but internal testing has shown that, well, the editor experience is faster if you separate the front end from the back end. And they had already had, for Telemundo.com and some of the other properties, they had a PHP front end that consumes XML and associates different promo modules, as we're calling them, with their output. So we haven't changed that, and it makes things a little bit more challenging because we're publishing services out of Drupal. And yeah, there has to be some talk between what the presentation on the front end is and what we're spitting out on the back end.
So you say you're using the services module specifically for that?
Yeah, we're using the services module along with some custom development around it just to make sure that we're using the right format of XML. And besides that, for fleshing out the editor experience, we're really, really excited by the node reference module and pop up and add reference, I believe that is. What other modules have come up in development? Well, we're really looking forward to the media module, of course, because that's going to change everything. I think that's going to be a huge game changer, and fields and core, of course, is going to be a big development. So we're really looking, especially for editor experience, for Drupal 7.
I see. So yeah, it sounds like media modules, I think it's just for Drupal 7, so it sounds like you are looking ahead to Drupal 7 then.
Oh yeah, part of my research has been how are we going to migrate whatever we have now to Drupal 7 and make it hopefully 10 times better. We're really excited for it.
And so it sounds like you have the Drupal back end. What's on the front end then? What's the XML from the services module going to?
Well, it's an in-house developed PHP templating piece. It's been rewritten with using different PHP frameworks. I think right now it's using a small framework called Agave that has a great MVC implementation and makes it really easy for templaters to go in and do their job separately.
I see. So if you would go to Telemundo and look at the source code, you wouldn't see Drupal, you know, CSS files or anything like that?
Not unless you got into our backend. But that said, you will also see that right now, all the images go to /sites/files. you might figure out it's Drupal.
Okay, and then finally, when you just think about the performance and the caching strategies and, you know, making everything scale, is there any, it sounds like because the front end is not specifically Drupal, then it may be a little bit different, or maybe you're using existing solutions for some of that stuff.
Well, we actually have three layers of cache. throughout the system. We have our publishing interface spits out the services. So between Drupal and the front end, we have AI cache. We have a whole bank of servers that are consuming the services and then spitting them out only when they change. So we actually had to do some Drupal development to make sure that anytime a piece of content is published or a promo module is changed, we bust that cache. So that's the first layer of caching with AI cache. We also have another layer of AI cache in front of the PHP front end. And then, of course, like everybody else, we have Akamai out in the cloud.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Kent.